crime and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what's going to happen with this so-called whistleblower? He is an IRS employee for 10 years and knows a bunch of their secrets. My question is, what is going to happen? When are they going to get this whistleblower in? In fact, let's go to cut six real quick, because this is Jim Jordan. Was on with Laura Ingraham last night. And he, for one, and again, he's the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. He's not on the Oversight Committee. He's on the Judiciary Committee. But he was on with Laura Ingraham, and he wants to talk to the whistleblower.
Now, I want to get to this IRS whistleblower question. Here was the White House on this today.
The president respects the rule of law and the independence of the Department of Justice. He believes that's what they should be. In this administration, we believe that it should be independent. So I'm not going to go beyond that. The Department of Justice will certainly deal with this issue.
Congressman, are they letting Garland kind of twist in the wind out there?
You know, it's hard to say, but we do look forward to communicating with this whistleblower and seeing what he has to say. The timeline has been so long, and they've had the laptop since 2019. They had the laptop before they even the previous
right.
subject you were talking about. They had the laptop before they even did this put this statement together, for goodness sake. So we do look forward to talking to this individual, working with his attorney, and we will begin that process and make sure that we get a chance to visit with him and see what he has to say.
I hope they do it sooner rather than later. But I think it's good that they're going to get a chance to, at least on the House side, get. And by the way, I don't know what the Democrats will do. Will the Democrats try to stop a whistleblower? I thought they were the party of transparency. Maybe not. Coming up, Tommy White. He's going to be a busy guy. Business manager, Laborers Union, Local 872. What about this baseball stadium? $1 billion project. Are his men and women ready for it? I think they are. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hey,
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden may be getting close to announcing his 2024 re-election bid. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president has repeatedly said he intends to run for a second term, but has been in no hurry to formally launch his campaign. But that could change next week. According to sources with knowledge of the discussions, the president is eyeing Tuesday and could make his announcement in a video then. Word of those plans comes as a new APNORC poll shows about half of Democrats don't think he should run for re-election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. is setting a record, and it's not a good one.
The U.S. is setting a record pace for mass killings this year. 17 mass killings since the beginning of the year have taken 88 lives, and each time the killers used firearms. Children at a grade school in Nashville were gunned down. Farm workers in Northern California were sprayed with bullets, and dancers at a ballroom outside Los Angeles were massacred as they celebrated the Lunar New Year. Mass killings are just a fraction of the fatal violence that happens in the U.S. each year, but they're happening with staggering frequency this year. I'm Donna Warder.
The Supreme Court is facing a self-imposed Friday night deadline to decide whether women's access to a widely used abortion pill will stay unchanged until a legal challenge to its Food and Drug Administration approval is resolved. The justices are weighing arguments that allowing restrictions contained in lower court rulings to take effect would severely disrupt the availability of the drug mifepristone, the most common abortifacient in the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 22 points, the NASDAQ rose 13, the S&P 500 advanced 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here. Sue and I mean it when we say dogs are part of our family. We love Otto and Snoopy so much, and there's nothing like their loyal companionship. So we provide them with Rough Greens, R-U-F-F, because we want them to feel healthy and be with us as long as possible. I know Charlie Kirk feels the same way.
The Pragers and I couldn't agree more. I rely on my trusted furry friend, Mr. Briggs, who's an absolute machine, and he relies on me to provide what's best for him. Naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black has packed Rough Greens, not a dog food, but a supplement full of vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, and omega oils that Mr. Briggs absolutely needs and loves. Trying Rough Greens for your dog just makes sense.
Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black here. I'm honored that the Pragers and Charlie trust their dog's health to Rough Greens. I'm so confident that Rough Greens can help your dog too that I'm offering you a free Jumpstart trial bag. Just cover the shipping. Yes, dog food is dead food, but it doesn't have to be. Go to RUFF Greens.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 204. This is your KMTQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. As the near-record snowpack melts off and flows into the Colorado River, Lake Mead's water level is expected to rise substantially this summer. Dropping by more than 50 feet since 2020, the country's largest man-made lake is now forecast to rise by 22 feet by the end of the year. Bureau of Reclamation officials say huge winter snowpack and projected runoff will allow the release of 2.5 million acre-feet of more water than planned for the current water year, which runs from October 1st through September 30th. To mark the beginning of National Park Week, the National Park Service will waive entrance fees tomorrow to encourage everyone to enjoy the national parks in person. National Park Week is a 9-day celebration through April 30th, celebrating everything parks, according to the website. Each park, including Death Valley in California and Zion National Park in Utah, will host events and activities all week long. The Golden Knights even their best-of-seven series against the Jets last night with a 5-2 win at T-Mobile. Team captain Mark Stone scored twice and had an assist in 18 minutes of ice time. Game 3 is tomorrow in Winnipeg.
On-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Expect bumper-to-bumper conditions as you work your way past Allegiant Stadium on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset, part of the Dropicana construction zone, the culprit there. Also, lane restrictions on Summerlin Parkway, both directions. That's at Anasazi.
Mr. President, it's time to get to work. Surely we both agree that the national debt is too high. Surely we both agree that inflation hurts American families. Surely we can trim waste and streamline programs to make them both stronger and more efficient. Congressional Republicans are ready to act to save our country and to make America stronger.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local. We always save our best for last. We always do. And that's why Tommy White is joining us, the business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. He joins us. Tommy, it's been a while. How you been, my friend?
Hey, Kevin, how are you? Yeah, it has been a while. We got a lot going on now.
No kidding. You are going to be one of the busiest men in the valley because we've got a billion dollar project getting ready to begin over on Dean Martin and Tropicana. First of all, congratulations. That's going to be a magnificent place to watch baseball. I can't wait to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah, actually, to be honest with you, I can't wait to see to go watch the A's up at the Aviators. You know, they'll be using that, I guess, for a little while. But I think Las Vegas needs a ballpark. I think it's going to fit right in and you know, I think a lot of our locals and our tourists, they'll be real happy with coming out here to watch a game.
Tell me what it's going to be like with the Aviators up there in Summerlin. Explain to me how is that expandable?
So I guess there needs to be a little bit of a remodel. There needs to be a locker room built. Some of the lighting has to be adjusted. So, I think they'll be probably adding probably more seats, but it's possible, I think they'll pack. I think they're going to pack, wind up packing that stadium because it's a Major League Baseball team.
Just imagine, Las Vegas A's and the Dodgers or my Cardinals. I mean, the place will be packed on day one.
Yeah, or my Mets or Yankees.
Exactly.
Right? Or Boston. So, it's going to be a lot of fun to get the Major League Baseball here. I think this town needs that, and I think it's really going to take off big.
I know a lot of people are asking the question, how are we going to fund this thing? This is a $1 billion project. This was a land purchase that was made this week. That's what everybody's getting all geeked about. But how are we going to pay for it?
Well, listen, Kevin, they probably haven't got to that point yet. But, everybody questioned that when we were doing the Raiders stadium, too. And although we put some hotel tax dollars into that, the big thing was we're never going to make the money back. You know, it's all the negative stuff that comes out anytime you want to do a project this size, and especially if the owners of a team are asking for some type of public funding. But, I think they'll probably get some tax breaks and some tax initiatives. The Raiders Stadium really put a lot into the economy here in Las Vegas, and not just at the stadium itself, but by everything around it. And I think we're going to wind up having the same thing with the A's. I think it's going to send the economy into a nice boom again. It's just going to be a lot of fun having a Major League Baseball team here. So Las Vegas is ready for it.
I know that they are saying that this new stadium, 30 to 35,000 seats, will be ready to go for the 2027 baseball season. Does that kind of a deadline, does that scare you and your workers?
No, I think, you got to remember, we built the Allegiant Stadium in 33 months, right? So, the baseball park's going to be probably half the size of that. But there'll be a lot of infrastructure going on around it, and we're not going to be having to I don't believe we're going to wind up having to demo a lot that's on that site. The Fertitta family did a really good job of cleaning up that site really well. And you got a lot of space out there. You got a lot of space to move equipment, a lot of space to work. And, Las Vegas, when we do construction projects like that, we run 24 hours a day. So we'll have that up and running.
And there's no doubt that you think you can have it done by baseball 27.
Oh yeah, that's going to be this will probably be one of those projects that we'll probably come in a little bit early on this one because we have the workers to do it here and we have the skilled crafts to get a job like that done, and I think the timing is right, and I think getting that project built. There's like I told you a few months ago, there's probably over $12 billion worth of work that's going to go on here in the next 3 to 5 years. And that's just another project that we'll be taking on.
Does a retractable roof bring different problems, versus Allegiant Stadium?
No, especially with baseball because of the amount of games that they play and with some of the games being in the afternoon, and they definitely need a retractable roof. We don't have the rain like a lot of areas with the roof has, and we don't have the one thing that we probably would be cautious about would be the wind, because Las Vegas does get hit with a couple of windy days between the months of April and June. But we don't have the big rains like a lot of the other states have, so we're gonna be safe on that one, and it will keep the ballpark nice and cool, and it will keep everybody comfortable, and everybody will be enjoying going to that game.
Do we have the expertise? I'm talking about the manpower to do a retractable roof, or is that something that is specialized and that we have to bring people in from the outside?
No, I it's just like any other resort that we built here in Las Vegas, or like Allegiant Stadium. Of course, you'll probably bring in a few people. But, you know, we have some of the best craft construction workers in the country out here. And, I mean, if you look at some of these resorts and you look at somebody, you know, take a look at New York. I mean, how many years ago have we built that? And with all the different structures that have gone on, whether it was wave pools or it was the Stratosphere Tower, as tall as that is, we have the construction crafts here to do that work. So I don't think this is going to be as intricate as a lot of people think it's going to be. And once we get that project off the ground, it's going to be fast moving, and we're going to have it opened up for 2027.
Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. They'll be doing a lot of the work on this new baseball stadium, and a lot of people very, very excited at the prospect of all the jobs that's going to create. Were you in touch with the A's or anybody else over the course of the last 2 years relative to getting your input into this project?
Oh, yeah. Well, I spoke to the president, Dave Cavall. I spoke to him last year. I spoke to him several times over the phone. He was nice enough after our meeting. He sent me an A's hat. And I told him, when you're ready to get this project off the ground, I'll let you, you give me the go ahead. We'll make sure that we bring the A's colors to Las Vegas. So
I think that's great.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Have you talked to any elected officials just in the last few days relative to this report and the funding mechanism that's going to be used?
No, I haven't. And, I'll tell you this. It's the same. And, Kevin, me, I always shoot from the hip, right? So it's like the same issue that we had during the Raider Stadium. The Culinary Union was supporting of it because it had to do with Sheldon Adelson, and now you're going to have the Culinary Union not being in support of this, although their people will probably be working in there doing the concession stands, but because it's the Fertitta's property. And, really they should worry about more getting increases for their workers in the hotels, they're worrying about if the Fertitta brothers or the Sheldon or the Adelson family is going to put money into building a sports complex.
That's what I love about you, Tommy. You shoot from the hip, and what you say, what you mean, and you mean what you say. I absolutely love that. I'm just, why is culinary so mean and nasty about this, whether it's the Fertittas? I mean, it's something that's going to help the whole community, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely because the politicians in this town has given the name the big powerhouse, and if the culinary wants to stomp their feet and cause a tantrum, the politicians are going to turn around and go, oh, we can't upset the Culinary Union. But meanwhile, it's not so much upsetting the Culinary Union. It's about putting their people to work. If the leadership of that union would count more on putting their people to work and getting their members increases instead of arguing with the resort owners about who's going to be working the concession stands or who's going to be making the beds in the rooms, their union would probably be in a better place.
Again, joining us, Tommy White, a business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. And we're talking about the deal that looks like it's in place to build a billion-dollar baseball stadium and to have it up and running by 2027. It seems like a long ways away, but I guess in construction terms, it's kind of right on top of us, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Once we do groundbreaking in 2024, we'll be moving along on that stadium really fast. And, this is just going to be another one of those projects that we're going to go ahead and we're going to start, we're going to finish it, we're going to have an opening day. And, maybe one day we can get the World Series out here if the team does well. And just as like we wind up with the Super Bowl next year, you know, and it puts Las Vegas back on the map. And again, not that we were ever off the map, but it just puts us on the map again. And it's really turning into a fantastic sports town. And you can see here by the residents about when they wear their gear to the different games, whether it's the Aces game or it's the Raiders game or it's the Golden Knights game. And I think, you know, this is a long time coming for Las Vegas, and they deserve a Major League Baseball team.
I agree with you absolutely, completely. I want to change gears a little bit. We're just completing week 11 of the Nevada legislature. They meet every other year, 120 days. I know that you spent a lot of time in Carson. You spend a lot of time lobbying, talking to lawmakers. What is your sense of what's going on up in Carson, and is it going to be good for us or bad for us?
Well, you know, it's like any other session that we had with any type of state government that we had up in Carson City. There's going to be deals cut, and, you know, hopefully when this is all over with, both sides are going to be happy, and our governor is going to be happy, and our, you know, our residents here in the state are going to be happy with what the outcome is. And, you know, I just hope they focus on our state instead of trying to make our state the same way another state is. And
meaning the People's Republic of California.
Well, it goes both ways, right, Kevin? It goes both ways. I mean, we don't want to become California, and we don't want to become Arizona. Arizona, some of the wages in Arizona are the lowest, and it's because they did away with some of the state prevailing wage laws. And then you got California is real liberal, where they give everything away. So if we stay away from Arizona and California and just stay our own state, we'll be in a great position.
I think that's a great idea, and it's one of moderation. It's something that you don't see a lot in politics. Are there any bills that you've been shepherding at all in Carson City that you want to see get passed, signed by the governor, become law?
You know, I think we need to, you know, besides becoming, you know, top in sports in the country, we need to get our education system back online, and we need to make sure that, you know, our students that are graduating from school, they're well-educated when they leave. I mean, the other thing on that is we want to make sure that our kids in this state want to go to school. And we need to put our, you know, we have all these sports teams coming in, and we have all this work going on. And the one thing that we need to do is make sure that we have a good education system. And I hope that's what they focus on. They should really focus on education and get us out of 50 and move us up. I mean, if we're going to be top in the country as a sports state, then we need to be top in the country as a state that gives our kids a good education.
I agree with that. Tommy, it is always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We have missed you, and look forward to hearing from you again soon. Make sure you have a great weekend, okay? Looks like the weather's going to be perfect. Make sure you get outside, would you?
All right, buddy. I appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872, joining us right here. And can I just tell you, I'm so excited. So excited to be able to talk about the possibility, the real possibility, not a 50-50 thing like Mick Akers was talking about a couple of months ago, but a thing where it looks like we're going to get Major League Baseball. That is tremendous for our community. It is a huge feather in our economic cap. I mean, we really, honestly are blessed to be in a community. The only thing we're missing now is going to be the NBA, and that'll be here in a couple of years. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The showroom at South Point presents, for the first time, Jay and the Americans. Magic moment. Come a little bit closer and enjoy all the hits. Come a little bit closer, April 21st to the 23rd. Tickets at the box office, online at southpointcasino.com or charge by phone, 702-797-8055. Jay and the Americans at the South Point.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong.